Morning, Glenn.
The Senate election is on, or the half-Senate election. A bit of an unusual circumstance, but you're back in it again. How do you think it's gone? Has it been feeling a little bit different than any other that you've been involved in?
Well, it's very clear to say, Glenn, we're in uncharted territory. How this is going to play out, I don't know. I just hope that for justice's sake that we get our three senators as we virtually had, you know, one, three and four were the positions we filled last time with the Labor Party in number two. And, of course, for the want of 1,300 votes, the whole thing's back in the mix again. And, of course, I think the turnout's going to be, you know, fairly low on Saturday, so there could be anything like 100,000 voters not actually turn out. So it's a bit of irony there, if you don't mind me saying.
Is it a bit of a different circumstance? Because we know that the Labor Party have had a bit of trouble in Tasmania, and that was on the state government, and now the Labor Party in Australia, in Western Australia, appear to think that they have a little bit more momentum because of some issues at a state level?
Well, that might be right, but I think people will switch on to the fact that, you know, one of the principal reasons for the coalition's very decisive victory last September was that, and particularly here in Western Australia, was that Canberra just treated Western Australia as a cash cow. You know, a mining tax really only affects one state's economy. And the jobs of Western Australians in the face of a mining tax is just quite the craziest thing you've ever seen. And yet the Labor Party senators all want to say and put their hand up to say they support a mining tax, which I think is just completely counterproductive and quite surprising.
So the mining tax, that's the big issue in Western Australia as you see it. What other issues complement that?
Well, I think you've seen that the new government has been able to do things in a much more adult fashion. We haven't had any of the major problems of what we saw over 6 years. There's been some stability. We've been focused on trying to make clear and understandable decisions. Can I say that one of the main issues is that, you know, we have been left an absolute basket case of an economy. We were headed towards $670 billion worth of debt, with, you know, accumulated deficits across each of the Labor budgets totaling $123 billion. And they started off with $20 billion in the bank. Now, you know, our great-grandchildren shouldn't forgive us if we don't turn that around and fix that up. And that's one of the important things I think Western Australians will switch on to. Someone is going to have to pay for the free lunch that we've been having on borrowed money. And I think Western Australians will switch on to say, look, we've got to make some hard decisions. We've got to get on with this job. We've got to have an economy that's viable. And the coalition seems to know what they're doing, at least.
There has been a little bit of a downturn in the resource boom. Do you think that may have some impact on the election on Saturday?
Well, it may, but, you know, we've moved from a construction phase to a production phase. And so we've, you know, record tonnage of iron ore going out of Western Australia. A lot of the other minerals are now starting to come on stream. Our production across base metals is still strong. I think China's going through a temporary sort of phase where they're going to come back strongly.
We also know that some of the other parties are spending a lot of money, and we talked specifically about the Palmer United Party. They seem to be spending a lot more money than any of the other parties.
Well, I find that that's quite remarkable. The Queensland-based party ostensibly would want to come to Western Australia and spend so much money, but of course it's a free country. But what worries me greatly is that the Palmer Party are preferencing the Hemp Party at number seven, and the Libs are down at, you know, number 33 or something like that, which I find, you know, pretty frightening. If we're going to have our fifth and sixth senator positions up for grabs, it may well be with the peculiarities of the preferencing system that we end up with the Hemp Party from Western Australia. That would be nothing more or less than embarrassing.
You also touched on the fact that voter fatigue appears to be playing its part. Are you concerned that this may have a real impact down the track?
Well, yeah, I am concerned that we, you know, with a low voter turnout, we might get some contrary results. But as I say, this is uncharted territory. How these preferences in a low vote turnout is going to play out is, you know, very, very interesting.
And David, we know there's been a little bit of manipulation. Do you think people are awake to that now when it comes to the minor parties?
Well, I think some of the promises you've seen, I mean, you know, you'd believe in fairies at the bottom of the garden if you thought that a particular minor party senator was going to be able to fix the GST and give pensioners twice the pension and all this sort of jazz. I think you've just got to, you know, realise that some of this stuff has got zero credibility. And as I say, play it safe. Stick with what you know.
Well, Minister, we appreciate your time this morning. I know that you've got plenty on.
Yeah, Glenn, thank you for calling me, and it's a pleasure to speak to those beautiful people up in Geraldton and through the Midwest.